The early returns in Indonesia's presidential election give a lead to a former general and security minister. Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono leads his former boss. That is the incumbent president, Megawati Sukarnoputri. This is a runoff election after Yudhoyono fell short of 50% in the first round of voting in July. NPR's Michael Sullivan is covering the election in Jakarta, in the world's most populous Muslim nation. And Michael, what was the attraction for Yudhoyono?
Well, Steve, this election, it really hasn't been about issues. It's been about personality. And Yudhoyono is far more personable than Megawati. He's better at pressing the flesh. He's better at talking to people, making them feel comfortable. And while some people here are a bit wary of having another ex-general as president, you have to remember the military helped to keep Suharto in power here for more than 30 years, Yudhoyono doesn't seem to be too tainted by his past association with the military and its abuses. In fact, many here seem to think that his military service may actually be a good thing. They see him as strong, resolute, and maybe think that that'll help him deal with the problems facing the country.
Well, when you talk about the problems facing the country, in this country it's assumed that if an incumbent president loses office, the first thing that would have to happen is that the incumbent does poorly. Did people see Megawati as doing poorly as president?
Yeah, they did, really. I mean, she had 3 years as president to try to make her stamp on the country and try to do the things that the people wanted her to do. The first thing that they wanted her to do was to improve the economy. The economy here is not doing very well. It's limping along at about 4% growth a year, and they're just not creating enough jobs here for the enormous amount of people that are coming into the workforce every year. That's one thing. And then number two, she hasn't really done anything about eradicating corruption here, and that's a very, very big campaign issue for many Indonesians. So the two biggest things that she could have done, addressing the economy and addressing the issue of corruption, she just didn't do that. And she squandered this tremendous opportunity because she had a massive amount of popular support as the daughter of Indonesia's founding father, Sukarno, and she just didn't do anything with it.
And you've been there, Michael, reporting on another major issue, the ongoing terrorist attacks in Indonesia. Just about 10 days ago, there was a bombing outside the Australian embassy. Did those attacks affect the election results at all?
I don't really think so, Steve. I mean, not to any great extent. The bombings here, the one in Bali in 2002 and the one at the JW Marriott here in Jakarta last year, then the one at the Australian embassy that you mentioned, all these are seen here, I think, by most Indonesians as being aimed at foreigners, as being aimed at Westerners. And while most of the victims have been Indonesians, the vast majority of Indonesians simply haven't had their lives touched by terrorism. They're more concerned about putting food on the table, their basic economic needs. So even though these three bombings did occur on Megawati's watch, I don't really think it's been a factor in this election.
And just very briefly, we said that these are early returns. When will the final results be known?
Not for about 2 weeks. It's a big country, but we'll probably have pretty reliable exit polls in about 24 hours. So we'll probably have a good idea who the winner is by this time tomorrow.
Okay, thanks. That's NPR's Michael Sullivan. He is in Jakarta, Indonesia, where the challenger appears to be leading a runoff election in the presidential voting.